So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So you know the story in Washington, January 6th, mixed in. We have the guy today really pushing back on Nancy Pelosi and Democrats, who all they want to do, talking about making Washington safer, is bring up January 6th. Stephen Sun, who headed the Capitol Police the day of. You've heard him with me before. He'll be here at 2:30 today to lay all that out. But we have a good one on the Gloucester Township story. We actually have the mayor is making national news around saying if it's repeated that your kid is doing one of 28 illegal things, then you, the parent, may have repercussions, including jail time. Okay? We have the Moms for Liberty that I usually agree with. They say, no, this is wrong. I can't imagine how. So you'll hear all that. But one of the wilder things that happened last night, they had some kind of DC traffic compliance thing that they ordinarily do. And in doing that, they drew a crowd. I'm not saying I'm a fan of the, you know, stoppages. Almost routinely, I, you know, worry about them. But it had nothing to do with putting in the National Guard or anything. It was standard Washington police. So U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro, and watch her. It's particularly good watching on YouTube.com. Jeanine, have you seen this guy? He starts getting into it with either a cop or one of the federales there. I think it may have been federal. And decides to throw his Subway hoagie, the lowest of all hoagies. Is there a lower hoagie, first of all? That's the offense. You bought a Subway hoagie. You're going to jail for an extra day for that. Make that 10 days. What was the hoagie? What was on the hoagie? It's almost like if the guy threw a pizza with a pineapple on the cop. That's a life sentence. He hits him with a Subway hoagie. And he was a fairly fast runner. I was surprised. The cops are pretty good. They didn't get tired. They ran him down. You would have filled off your cop with a Subway hoagie. You're going to get a lot worse treatment than this guy got. But the sandwich suspect was a Department of Justice employee. Was, apparently, in the past. Imagine, he worked in the Department of Justice. He's going around thinking it's funny. What are they going to do to me? You know, this is just like spitting on it. Hitting an agent in the chest with a Subway hoagie. Here's Jeanine Pirro. All right, Judge Jeanine's a bit delayed coming to the podium. And again, who gives this guy the idea?
Yeah. And beautiful again. So President Trump has vowed to make D.C. safe and beautiful again. And as part of his effort to fight crime, he's bringing in our federal law enforcement partners like FBI, ATF, DEA, Park Police, everybody to help the Metropolitan PD fight crime. And the president's message to the criminals was, if you spit, we hit. Well, we didn't quite do that the other night when an individual went up to one of the federal law enforcement officers and started jumping up and down, screaming at him, berating him, yelling at him. And then he took a Subway sandwich about this big and took it and threw it at the officer. He thought it was funny. Well, he doesn't think it's funny today because we charged him with a felony, assault on a police officer. And we're going to back the police to the hilt. So there. Stick your Subway sandwich somewhere else.
A felony. Your Honor, it was a Subway sandwich. Guilty. Take that man out of here. And make sure that's what he has to eat in jail. Can you imagine this guy? And he's running down the street. He's a maniac. He's a former DOJ employee. What would have happened just under the Washington police? Probably little or nothing. This is the mentality. This is a joke. You're there. I'm allowed to do anything I want to you. And again, charging him with a felony. Let's see what happens now. Let's follow that case to see what happens to this idiot. DOJ employee jumping up and down, trying to get a rise out of this federal cop. When that doesn't work, the footage is compelling. He just throws a Subway sandwich. A car almost hits him as he's running down the street. They catch up to him and bring him into jail. Again, what's going on in Washington? The stories that are coming out. Here is Republican, and this guy, when we last saw him, wanted to duke it out with one of the heads of the unions. And if you remember, Bernie Sanders had to intervene. Here's the senator from Oklahoma talking about when he's in D.C., he doesn't wear a seatbelt.
Matter. Nobody is safe in the best neighborhoods a block from the White House.
Well, Brian, even with the fact that they're not prosecuting crimes, homicide rates in Washington, D.C. is the largest and by far the highest of any other large city in the nation. If you look at car theft only, if Washington, D.C. was a state, Washington, D.C. would be three times higher than any other state. And we're talking about a city. We're comparing it to full states. And by the way, I'm not joking when I say this. I drive around in Washington, D.C. in my Jeep. And yes, I do drive myself. And I don't buckle up. And the reason why I don't buckle up, and people can say whatever they want to, they can raise their eyebrows at me again, is because of carjacking. I don't want to be stuck in my vehicle when I need to exit in a hurry because I got a seatbelt around me. And I wear my seatbelt all the time, but in Washington, D.C., I do not because it is so prevalent of carjacking. And I don't want the same thing happen to me, what's happened to a lot of people that work on the Hill.
All right, and here's Chris Matthews, of all things, who is a denizen of, I think he lives in Maryland, maybe, but, you know, he's been being D.C. all of his life. Matthews appears on MSNBC. I think it was Morning Joe. Listen to what Matthews says, not only about Washington, but the fact that Democrats are falling into the trap again. It's the trap. This is a 90-10 issue, ultimately. People are going to say, yes, this is out of control, this place. You have to do something about it. Thank God Trump is. He didn't just sit there and let it go on. Listen to Matthews.
In the rural parts of Pennsylvania, yeah. In Scranton and Bethlehem and Allentown, those people are going to look at this headline and say, it's about time somebody's doing something about D.C. and Philly with Krasner as our D.A. You need a tougher D.A. You just do to put people in jail. But the crime is inevitably committed by working people. And in D.C., working people are black, African-American. They're the ones getting hit by crime, not the suburbanites and not the the tourists and not the people that just look at the city. Trump looks at the city visually like a real estate agent. He wants to beautify the city like he's doing at the White House with that ridiculous ballroom he's putting in and getting rid of the Rose Garden. That's Trump work. But I think it shows strength. I agree with you. I think this is a strength move against the big cities who are in a difficult situation on crime. And the murder rate, you can't keep saying violent crime is down, but the murder rate's up. To the average person, the murder rate's about life and death. You don't brag about a rising murder rate. And the Democrats are, I agree with you, Mika, they're falling into the trap of defending what's indefensible.
It's a trap.
Even Mika, it's a trap. It's a trap. Even Mika. Well, the trap is he just takes bold action on things that people want. 70%, 80%, men and women sports is the classic example. And what happens? They end up trying to take a stance and ends up seeming to be on the other side. Even if they are not intending that, that's what happens. All right, so 855-839-1210. Don't forget tomorrow, Mulligan's X, the 10th Mulligan's. Everything in place. Great guest coming. Judge Dugan can't come tomorrow, but he's coming the next time, the guy that's running against Krasner. So we'll alert you on that one. And I can hardly wait to meet. We have some new pundits tomorrow. Matt Rooney hasn't done Mulligan's before. He'll be there. And all the usual regulars and all the usual stuff, including the oysters, etc. So you got to come over to Hildreth Avenue tomorrow. It's a twofer. It's like a doubleheader. And then over to the Grand Hotel for Rich. It's just like 5 minutes away, it seems. You just can't beat that. If you want to be part of talk radio, the club that it is, have a great time, great food. It's a lot of fun. All right, let me give you the side question. As I said, we're going to hear from Moms from Liberty at about 1 o'clock talking about they think Gloucester Township is wrong to say if you keep on being a repeat offender, you are going to go to jail or get a fine, at least, parents, that is. I think they're absolutely right. And then we're going to talk with Mayor David Mayer. I don't know which one of you guys got him, but it's great. He's coming on. And it feels good to know that this time, rather than being critical, I'm on his side in this. What's so bad about this? What's out of line? We'll find out. And if you haven't heard Stephen's son before, he is the former head of the Capitol Police on January 6th. Nancy Pelosi all over social media attacking Trump and bringing up January 6th. You know the thing. Well, why didn't you call out the National Guard on January 6th? You're calling them out now. Son on Twitter has been gone wild. So he'll be here at 2:30. I love talking to this guy. You're really getting an insight like no other. That's what we try to give you every day. All right. In 2012, Dan, the other day when we were talking about the side question, said the Olympics of 2012 had this great closing, like all-time big performers. So we are looking for that big performance, that big live performance. Now, I think we said you don't have to have been there because, you know, that's kind of limiting. But we're looking for gigantic. And the one that came to mind, and I'm going to, you know, there were a lot of people there, but I'll give you the specific that I never have forgotten. It was so big, Live Aid here in Philadelphia. You had Jagger performing with Tina Turner. I've never seen anything like it. And when Jagger pulled off her outer skirt at the beginning of, oh my God, the place. It's no longer there, right? Municipal Stadium. I think it was knocked down.
No,
JFK.
I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's something else, but I don't know, between Turner and Jagger, and that was kind of, I wouldn't say the debut, but the arrival of Madonna's slash debut. The song was Holiday, which was a nothing song, but she was really elevated because of Live Aid. So I would go Live Aid with that specific. That's what we're looking for. Henry, what's yours?
Yeah, I'm going to take you back to the year of my birth in 1999, give you a performance of the Rough Riders anthem. by the late, great DMX at Woodstock 99. If you've ever seen the video coverage of this performance, it looks like DMX right here and what you're hearing in the background is performing in front of the entire world. He's getting everyone in the crowd hyped up to sing Rough Riders Anthem. They're answering him every time he calls out to the crowd. It's incredible. I don't think there's ever been a performance like that.
And that's Woodstock 2. You know, that's Woodstock pretty two. Big ground. Who was at Woodstock 1? Some of the entertainers. Yeah. All right. So we're looking for some big live performance, something that really popped. Get in on that with a side question. We're up in the air a little bit. We'll decide after the show, but this may be it today. If you're the winner today, four names into the hat, and we'll draw it tomorrow because Mulligan's going to be pretty busy tomorrow. So 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Hit us with that. The story still is what is going on in Washington. And as I said, the only counter of Democrats is to say fascism and to bring up January 6th. They can't counter the fact at how effective this is. 43 were arrested overnight. I believe that's a number, which is on the high side for the number of arrests. And the city is, based upon any feel, safer at this point. People feel safer. It's not there yet overnight. But how could you be on the other side of this? Chris Matthews even telling you, it's a trap, Mika. That's right. It's a trap, Chris. All right, jump in right now. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, it is Dom time. Hit us with that all-time big act. Live performance. That's what we're looking for. You don't have to have seen it. Maybe you've seen clips of it. Maybe you saw it live on TV. It doesn't matter. Hit us with that. Get your name into the hat. Have you noticed, it just occurred to me, we're seeing signs here in Philadelphia, and there's probably more than I'm thinking about right now, of the pushback or the sanity coming to order of the George Floyd summer. You remember that summer. Remember over in Port Richmond, the ravaging of stores, the blowing up of ATMs, the fires, the blowing up of police cars in downtown Philadelphia. Krasner, who does he go after? The cops, the setting of fire of Frank Rizzo statue, the Columbus statue put into a box. Well, what's happened? Well, Columbus is out of the box. The Rizzo statue soon will be out of captivity and placed in a place of honor. And in general, I think you're seeing some of the restoration of people not being as kowtowing to what we saw that summer. And I think this may be happening nationwide. And that was an awful time, to put it mildly. It wasn't just the violence, it was the cancellation of people and all the rest of it. Guy Shiraki does it again. Great column. And I don't know the order that I would put them in, and you may want to add another. If you are, I'm not sure of all Christians, but there are some things called the seven deadly sins. I don't know, in the Roman Catholic catechism, that may have been on the page. You know what the star of the catechism was. I'm not sure if it's in there now. I got to look at a modern catechism. The star was the milk bottle. And the milk bottle that was chocolate was the mortal sin. I don't know if they filled it all the way up to the top. And then you had the venial sin. I don't remember if they ever put in a clear milk bottle to show the depiction of your soul, right? But there were seven deadly sins. Shiraki says it brought in liberty, arrogance. More than anything else, their entire ideology, mindset, and outlook on life is built. They know more than anyone ever. No one knows more about science, economy, climate, society, culture, education, and morality than today's self-described progressives. That's one for one. Violence, from the recent attacks in Cincinnati to the Summer of Love riots of 2020 and 2021 to anti-Semitic harassment, rallies, even murders, even the murder of a health insurance CEO as a moral act, let alone blocking traffic, vandalizing works of art, looting Apple stores, the left has decided to participate in, support, or justify violence for a higher cause. Guy, I might have put that number one. That's the change here. Even a goofball throwing a Subway sandwich at a cop. You're a cop, I can do it, I'm having fun. Envy. Whether you're talking to recent college graduates with student debt who can't afford a home, the latest grievance of the newest progressives is envious. They feel, well, Guy says they have unrealistic desires. The left will readily explain that one's shortcomings are due to the rich and not being taxed enough, a male-dominated patriarchy, or other inherent failures of the United States. Fear-mongering. From the climate crisis to racial injustice, from labeling Republicans as Nazis or fascists to campaigning to protect democracy, the left has decided the best way to win elections and impose their values is to label their causes as crises. Dishonesty. Honesty is not a left-wing value, so preaches Dennis Prager. Why? Well, because the ends justify the means. In fact, they don't just justify it, they demand it. Transference. All too often, whatever they accuse the GOP of doing, they're doing right in front of us. And here's the last one that I think is the star. Now, again, we're not talking liberals. We're talking progressives here. Misery. They believe all the crises live in fear and hatred. Of course, they're miserable. They're fearful of the future. Look at the national surveys. If one believes America is bigoted and run by Nazis, the planet is melting, the rich are stealing from the poor, and democracy is in danger, you'd be miserable too. I'd say out of those that probably misery is the star. Okay? Henry, a quick story. You're not even apropos of this. I think I told Dan, but I didn't talk with you since yesterday.
Okay.
So rushing out of here, complaining. I had a situation and the dealer was real good. They're replacing an engine. But for some reason, dealers won't give you a small car. I don't know why, as a loaner. They gave me the smallest they have. It's a Ford Bronco. Give me a break. So a little bit hard to park. I mean, you've got to be cocky beyond belief to be driving a Ford Bronco or bigger into downtown Philadelphia. You think you're going to park easily. And it has dealer tags. You know that part. So I can't park in the media lot that we have out
right,
here.
Yeah.
Lot. It's on the street. And some guy out there with a big truck, it has no business there. It has multiple tickets on it already.
It's
so
always there.
I park it up on Walnut, pretty high up. No, on Chestnut. I never park on Chestnut.
Yeah.
And I'm racing to get there to beat, you know, the extra charges and all that. And I walked right by it, part two of the story. Suddenly, I panic. I was on a corner where I thought I parked it. So I thought it was either stolen or somebody had towed it.
Oh, no.
And I had looked at the sign where I parked because it was near a handicap zone.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at it six times. I said it out loud. I captured it, moved my hands where the arrows were. I was ready to pass her by. Come on over here.
Settle this for me.
Yeah. So I get a guy who's writing tickets, a PPA guy. Mm-hmm. He calls the towing place. He gets into an argument because he's saying it very clearly what the dealer tag is, and the woman keeps on repeating something crazy, something else. So I'm getting no help there. The guy says to me, another guy gets on, you better get a VIN number, something. Uh-oh, I got to call the dealer, say the car was stolen, get a VIN number, and then go from there. Here, when I started walking back toward the station, it was right there in a big ticket zone at 4 o'clock where everything in the world goes off and they ticket everything.
Right.
No ticket, the car right there.
Oh, wow. Lucky
and it was
you.
On the same side that I walked, and I walked right past.
Right.
How's that possible?
You were fixated down the block. That's all it was.
I know,
it's got to be right there. You just right by your purse.
Yeah, it's not my car. It's just something right. Yeah, all kind of excuses. I told Dan, he said he had done something similar. I don't think so. That was being kind.
You got the tunnel vision going. That's all
my
it was.
My God. Just right past it. Yeah. I know. I was feeling beneficent. Yes. The clouds opened up. Everything was fine.
Was the PPA guy see you get into your car kind of sheepishly, or was he gone by then?
He was gone by then. He was too busy on the radio.
Yeah. He's like, I got to go argue with this lady. I'll be back.
Yeah. We'll do it on the radio. And she's gone, is it ND for dealer tags, and then saying a bunch of numbers, and he only said three.
Yeah.
And he starts hollering.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He was very good. Yeah, I got his thing. I have to send a nice note. He was very good. Over at the towing pound. Oh, man.
Yeah, another
so
story.
So here I'm saying novenas that it was towed, not stolen.
Yeah.
That's how bad it was. And I'm looking down the block. Could that be? How could I have walked past it? Because it was parked at the end of the block.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for it. And it's on the same side of the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not chiming in saying you've done something like that. So
I can't say that I have.
You're probably thinking you never will, right?
Yes. Well, I guess I've never really had a rental car that I could just kind of where is it? And then walk right by it.
Well, particularly, don't park in downtown Philadelphia. That's the message.
Yeah, it's a given.
All right. Let's say 855-839-1210. Give us that all-time live performance. You saw it in person. Or you saw it on TV, or you saw clips of it somewhere, and like the one Henry gave you. I remember that scene with Jagger. It was like, Tina Turner is electric, but with Jagger, and Jagger's the one pulling the skirt off. Oh, my God. I don't remember what Keith Richards did. He was just standing there, but God. I never got it too, Henry. Look, how are the Beatles, and I'm not saying just musically, what is it that makes the Beatles big? The Rolling Stones are a big live act. The Beatles, I don't see it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess because the Beatles were first.
Maybe.
Like, you always look at, like, the first as something. It's usually not the best. Like, the original's usually
not
the best.
They're pop songs, people, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
But, like, people, you know, come up with better ways. And, you know, if the Beatles were first, the Stones are right there. And they, we can take this up a notch.
They are definitely. You know,
Mick Jagger had the flair.
Yes, exactly. I don't see anything like that with these. No. And then there's Yoko Ono. Do you think Mick Jagger's going to be waylaid by Keith Richards with Yoko Ono?
No shot.
Yeah, no shot. Karis in Kintersville, Pennsylvania is with us. Hey, Karis, how are you today?
Hi, Dom. Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I do have... Can I say something that has nothing to do with what you're talking about?
Sure. Well, what's that?
I drive a truck and a trailer into Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
With a big camel. Okay.
A camel?
Yeah. And that was another thing. You had mentioned John Kennedy sort of playing some politics and you wanted a camel there.
Oh, okay.
I can camel.
Oh, okay.
I work for Bucks County Community College a lot with the animals. So
oh, okay. You know what? I think that's a great attraction. Maybe Johnny at Mulligan's would have some camel riding going on. Not tomorrow. The next time. But,
well, thanks to their governor in New Jersey, I'm now allowed to take the camel into New Jersey.
Oh. All right, Karis, what's your live performance? What's your biggie?
Well, you were just talking about it. It's the Beatles when they made their debut on Ed Sullivan.
That's a big one. Yes, that was huge. I don't remember. I couldn't see Ed Sullivan with the Stones. Oh, my God. Just doesn't seem to make it.
Well, did the Stones go on Ed Sullivan? Could you hear them playing? Because you couldn't hear them playing when the Beatles went on, just screaming the whole time.
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, and the Beatles are the ones that got that reaction from girls, from women. I don't know that Stones did, that kind of thing.
Yeah, because I know the story of between like Ed Sullivan and the Doors.
Right.
Where like, this is a family-friendly show, you can't say higher.
Right.
Say something else, and then Morrison said higher, like, and emphasized it.
Oh, yeah. And imagine Ed Sullivan freaked out. Backstage.
So I'd imagine like Mick Jagger, they're like, all right, tone it down, guy.
With Jim Morrison.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump on board. Washington still consumes what's going on, but closer to home, Gloucester Township, we're going to talk with the mayor about that. I find it to be commonsensical. You're a repeat offender. Your kid is causing trouble in Gloucester Township repeatedly. You're eligible to be locked up and or fined as a parent. I think there's a lot of hurdles. You know, the kid's got to be pretty bad. Yet, I had people calling yesterday. They're against that. He'll be here today. I'm in favor of it. 855-839-1210.
All right. So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, this is Dom. Keyed up. Tomorrow, Mulligan's again. That's always Mulligan's X. Don't forget, bring your electric bill. We won't call out your name, but we'll feature them in some of the outrageous things. And I finally see some of the Jersey media asking, oh, do you think this will have impact in the governor's race? I mean, people in Jersey are nuts. They voted for Phil Murphy to be governor twice, but they're not crazy to the level of committal. Well, maybe some of them. Of course, look at your electric bill. Just look at anything in Jersey. I think the next round of polls you'll see maybe shortly after Labor Day, they're going to be tightening to within 2-3 points, because I think that's where it is at this point. And once we have debates, once we see Mikey Sherrill out there actually having to defend some of this stuff, it's going to tighten even more. It's going to be a turnout election. Tomorrow, though, even though we're at Mulligan's, we'll have eyes on the president, Alaska, with Putin. Seems anything could happen in the moment. It's all how Trump reads the situation. But going in, it does seem like this is going to be a Trump who has been wronged by Putin, stringing him along here, and someone who is going to push hard for a ceasefire, at least, around this. The ultimate outcome of this, there will be land exchanged. Will it be the line where the Russians are now? What assurances does Ukraine have, though, that they won't do it again? The only one that I can think of is NATO. I'm not sure that that's on the table, though. So we'll have a lot of insight on that tomorrow. And first time we've had him on tomorrow, Paul Morrow, brilliant guy from Fox. They're putting him on a lot of stuff. He's a former inspector in New York. He's got a lot to say about terrorism and crime. So he'll join us tomorrow. But huge event. I don't expect anything coming out of this that necessarily is going to be definitive. This is the first round of trying to do something here. But again, Trump is looking to get peace, but not peace at all cost. The other thing here is in Philadelphia, we are looking next week at the dismantling of SEPTA, so to speak. We're going to start to see limitations on service and all that. We're going to talk with Senator Joe Pittman. He's never been on the show that I remember at 2 o'clock today. He's a majority leader of Republicans in the Senate, key player. One of the things he's calling for is something we've said all along. Remember when the state Supreme Court just willy-nilly said, you're going to pay more as taxpayers to these dysfunctional schools like Philadelphia, Norristown, Reading, all that, enormous amounts of money. He wants that to be diminished a bit. And that is causing a lot of trepidation. You remember that decision. Remember, in November, Scott Presser and I say it all the time. If people say, well, why would I go out and vote to knock these three judges out? They're the ones that have taken over everything, all the big issues in Pennsylvania. We're seeing the complaint that in Texas, their midterm, you know, 5 years in rather than 10 redistricting. They did it in less than 5 years. Supreme Court came in. They changed, I believe it was four or five, and Republicans lost those seats that they redistricted. The big one was Pat Meehan's. They went completely. They didn't like what the legislature did. Well, that's the job of the legislature. So we have a chance. And then, of course, what they did in the election of 2020, you know all that. Three of them are up in one fell swoop. It hasn't happened before. But I think this is a big opportunity to really make a change in Pennsylvania in an off-year election. It's not the sexiest topic, but think of the impact if those three judges were knocked off. All right, let's go to some callers. Let's go to Bill and Bucks. Bill's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill.
Hi there, Dom. Greetings from Bucks County and your hombre de la musica.
Okay.
I was calling to clarify my comments on Judge Duvin.
Okay.
I was criticizing the brand, not the man.
All right. Yep.
I was talking about the Philadelphia GOP that's on life support. When was the last time they won a citywide election in Philadelphia?
They don't have to, Bill. I mean, how many times when we go through this, he's running as sort of an independent. He's got their backing. You have Democrats that voted for him and independents. That's what the formula is. If any part of that doesn't work, you're right. He can't win.
Well, I don't. I mean, you know, with a 6-to-1 ratio, Democrat to Republican, that's a really tough thing. You know, the party, the machine party, the Democrats going to do a turnout. They're just going to, you know, they know what they do.
I don't know that. I think it's going to be very close, and I don't think they're going to be overwhelming. Krasner is not popular with a lot of those moderate Democrats. All right, Bill, what's your big live performance?
Oh, the big live performance is a mock funeral procession in 1990, which took place around Rittenhouse Square.
Right.
With a radio thing going on. One of your best friends, Howard Stern.
Yeah, Howard Stern knocking off John DiBella. Yeah, that was huge. If you can imagine a Rittenhouse Square, I don't know if it was 10,000 people or not. And Stern dressed up like a king, but apparently, yes, that was pretty big live performance. It was remarkable. Okay, it's 855-839-1210. Look, the thing with Judge Duvin is this. Are these people nuts? The Democrats had voted for him. He got 39% roughly in the Democrat primary. Are they suddenly going to say the guy that I voted for because he's running independent / he's got Republican support, I can't vote for him? If that's the case, then Philadelphia is even worse than we all think. I think they can vote for him. And I think Republicans see a chance, as dysfunctional as they are, to turn out this time. And then the independent vote. And what's Krasner doing? He's with the clergy that are in the tank. They don't care as long as they get their grants. And we played you yesterday. He's attacking Trump and saying Duvin's going to help Trump take over Philadelphia. That's what he's resorted to day one. He's worried about this. I'm not saying he's shaking in his boots. He's still got advantages. But I think this is a real shot in this weird way to actually have a contest here. And it could break Duvin's way. And he sounded pretty good to me this week. Like he's going to challenge him more, maybe even than he did during the Democrat primary. Yeah, well, and we know the Republican Party, 6-to-1. What are we going to do, roll over here? No. This is the first viable chance. And just imagine the day after Krasner defeated. Oh, my God. That has to be worthy of a big event. That has to be worthy of several events. Okay, 855-839-1210. At 1 o'clock, usually Moms for Liberty. I'm a big fan of them overall, no matter what. But their Jersey chapter person making a good bit of news. I forget who had on Fox last night, the mayor, I think, or they had on the Moms for Liberty. They object to what they're doing in Gloucester Township, where if your kid is a repeat offender of various public nuisances even, let alone big crimes, you as a parent are going to be looked at by a judge and maybe held accountable. What in the world? I think that's a distorted version of conservatism or liberty or something. Again, they're not saying the kid spit on the sidewalk, you're going to jail. This has to be a pattern. And what does the pattern indicate? You're not doing anything with this kid. And if you say, well, I can't, okay, you know, I wanted to ask that question. Suppose the parent says, look at him, I can't. They just won't listen. All right, what do we do in that case? Do we then say, all right, we're gonna take care of this with this kid then? I mean, I know it can get to that point for a million different reasons. And you could be a decent parent and still have a bad kid. We all know this. But we're not going to take it anymore with repeat offenders. And we're trying to ratchet up in the minds of parents. You're going to have to try to do more here. What's wrong with that? Who should do something about it then? All right, 855-839-1210. All right, it's Dom time. Side question today, that great live performance. You didn't have to be there live seeing it, but you saw it live or you saw it, snippets of it, and it was just incredible. All right? Think of the all-time big ones. That's what we're looking for. By the way, today revealed that the Biden White House canceled plans to tour a ship here at the Philly Navy Yard, and it was a big deal. You know, refurbishment, a lot of money, a breakthrough. He couldn't come here and revel in that when they saw the number of steps that were involved. And again, we all know this now. We all saw it before our eyes with Biden, but just another indicator of all the emails, all the stuff going back and forth. They're counting the steps he'd have to take around all this ship stuff and decided to turn down what was a great photo op simply because of the number of steps he'd have to take. Now, Dan references, I would always go right away to how addled mentally Biden was. But I remember maybe it was toward the end even of the 2020 campaign, just how frail Biden was in addition to that. Not even the mental part, physically. But the mental part was so apparent. You know, he's always been challenged, but this was ridiculous. And the fact they're counting the steps, I know what they did with the airplane, the sneakers and all, but this was a big photo op. And apparently there's emails going back and forth. What if we put POTUS here? That would cut down 15 steps.
Can we install moving sidewalks? Yeah, like yeah, they have at
Seinfeld.
The airport?
Yes. Yeah, that's right. They just had, that was just in Seinfeld the other night, or the one that I saw. Yeah. Mm-hmm. George. Oh God. Yes. Yeah. Let's bring that in. Let's bring them in a horse. No, they didn't say that, but they were counting the actual steps. They had people go over to the Navy Yard. Can you move that boat in here closer? What are you kidding me? You know, and he'd have to get up the steps to go on the ship and all. And they, going back and forth, actually almost formulaically calculating number of steps versus the publicity value versus the danger of what could happen there. God, doesn't tell us, they can't get away with this.
It's a crazy, like, risk analysis
yeah,
kind
exactly,
of job. Like,
exactly,
all right, you
yeah.
got to determine if the president is walking too many
well,
steps.
I would say, you know, with a lot of these guys, Henry, that, like Mitt Romney's an example, they put him in the middle of a Wawa. I'm not putting that guy, he kept on calling it Wawa's. And he saw the touchscreen. And this was like, wow, look at this, is like 10 years after it was in.
Yeah.
That's the thing with Trump, you know. He's going to mangle stuff, but it's a real world. He knows various things, mm-hmm. even if it's mangled. These guys, they're like aliens flying in, and that's part of being a president, appearing to be comfortable, even in situations that are a little bit dicey to figure out what's going on. Biden, my God, I got to see the email. When we get the emails, the calculation on the step, Zenos. Here on Talk Radio 1210 in Upper Darby. Hey, Zenos.
Good afternoon, Dom. You know what? I was listening to news last night. I just want to make a comment on the Frank Rizzo station.
Statue,
I mean. You know what? He doesn't belong behind a fence and private property. Neither does Columbus. Neither does anybody else. These statues supposed to my opinion, should be in the public forum. And again, explain to people why some people don't like them, why you do like them. Because when you start taking down statues,
right.
I believe in that. That shows the ignorance of a great country like we are. I'll give you an example. They have a statue of Lenin or Stalin and those Oregon out there. Now, I don't like that. But anyway, he's up there.
Right.
So you got to leave it up there and explain. This is what's wrong with this country. You're taking down. There was good and bad people all over. They should not be taken down because it shows the ignorance.
Yeah.
Look what they did in Aleppo, in Syria, where you had the Syrian statues, you had the Greek statues, you had the Roman statues, and you had a bunch of barbarians that came in there and knocked them down because it offended Allah. Now, I'm speaking from my heart. Nobody's going to stop me from talking.
And I hear you. Now, Zenos, just so you know this, George Baquetto thinks they're going to be able to put it on public property. We'll see. That's being negotiated. But I take your point. Frank Rizzo shouldn't be in a museum. He ought to be out there, big and bold, in public. Zenos, yeah, who's your live performance?
The live performance, I seen him as a youngster, might give my major away, was Paul McCartney in Wings at the Spectrum. And he had a band with him from New Orleans. A trumpet band. That was one of the best concerts I've seen. So I'm going to go with that. Paul McCartney and Wings. And second to that was Emerson, Lake, and Palmer with Brain Salad Surgery.
The Zenos guy. Zenos, you got to get down to Mulligan tomorrow. We got to meet you. Where are those the cowboy boots?
I want to meet him just to hear about all the shows he's been to.
God,
he started rattling them off to me
when
I was taking his call. I was like, dang, he's seen a lot of good stuff.
And he's only been on the radar screen. I was on Memorial Day. That's when I got that first call from him.
Yeah.
It's only the summer, 2 months, that we've heard from him. Okay. 1 o'clock, we're going to talk with, I think, the Jersey chapter of Moms for Liberty. One of my favorite groups, but I differ with them on this. Hey, it's talk radio. You know, grow up. You can differ. I don't understand how they could be against what they're doing in Gloucester Township. If you understand or you don't, you can call in at 855-839-1210. And then we'll hear from the mayor, who I have gone after on various things over the years. But I'm very honored that he's coming on a little later in that hour to tell us why they're doing that in Gloucester Township. And I support him on this one. And Stephen Sund will be here at 2:30. The former Capitol Police Chief's got a lot to say pushing back on Nancy Pelosi and what she's saying about Trump and Washington. All straight ahead, Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.